Craig Bolanos, always an excellent guest, and he's joining us right now. He's a co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. Get retired. StayRetired.com. Never a dull day, Craig. And as the ship continues to continue into the foggy night without a great sense of where we are, Craig, in this government shutdown, except for maybe guiding by the stars with the private reports we're getting, boy, I wish we had our true GPS to know which way was north.
Hey, listen, I've been dying for some real economic data from the government. It's not coming anytime soon. That's clear to me. But I was happy with what ADP said. They told us that private sector employment increased by 42,000 in October. And I know what some people are thinking, John. They're thinking there's more than 300 million people in America. Who cares that private employment grew by 42,000? Well, if ADP is a foreshadowing of when we get government data again, this economy isn't slowing. It's continuing to grow. And if we're not getting the job loss, boy, there's going to be a good amount of holiday spending coming.
Okay. Yeah, maybe, right? Maybe the job market is softer, but softer is okay as long as it's not declining. I keep hearing the word headwinds, though, when I read these reports from companies as they give us their quarterly financials. Are they hedging? Are they just being careful? Or are they really experiencing or seeing some headwinds out there?
Well, no, there's headwinds out here. I mean, John, you and I have talked on your show about the increase in bankruptcies that have been filed personally this year. That's a real story. I think we've talked about on your show some of the issues with subprime auto lending that's lending to those people who are in tougher financial circumstances. So there are cracks in this consumer all across, but most of the cracks are, again, contained to the most vulnerable. And what's been working all summer, still working this fall, is that the high-end consumer is able to spend and they're making up the difference. And that's why stock prices are okay. But that's also why people don't feel so good on 123 Main Street. Because if you're on 123 Main Street, you probably don't own your house. If you're on 123 Main Street, you probably don't have a big 401k. So markets at all-time highs aren't helping. So it's a great chasm. We'll see how it's going to be blended together in the future.
Yeah, don't they call that like a K recovery? I mean, we're not recovering. We're accelerating our economy. But a K would be like a split. If you turn the K on the side, the upper half doing better, the bottom half just staying stagnant.
Yeah, listen, this is a bad version of Special K cereal right now. Shout out, love Special K cereal in the morning, especially with strawberries.
Oh yeah.
But yes, the K-shaped recovery means, yes, you've got one end of the consumer doing well. You've got another end of the consumer clearly on the struggle bus. That's an issue, but it's been an issue for quite some time. If people are worried about a huge retracement in their 401k turning into a 301k, there's just nothing in the cards to indicate that's happening anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, as someone who's not in that upper echelon of people, I feel the struggle. I think so many of us feel just the price points are just, I mean, it's just crazy what we're spending. You look at the healthcare premiums going up and your paychecks aren't going up as fast as that. And you start to worry and just kind of like cut costs here or there. You're trying to figure out ways to do it. And yeah, that means we're spending less. I will say, though, that if the rich still spend a lot, or the upper class or upper middle class still spend a lot, I don't want to say it trickles down because that's a bad way to put it, but it does still drive a lot of industries, right? Like, there can be a bridge that some of the wealthiest Americans can provide in that they still spend a bunch and they are able to still churn those factories and create those goods and use those services that the rest of us get employed with.
Well, you know, John, it's 100% true. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand everybody listening, and you've got so many people listening to your show on WGN. Everyone votes with their own pocketbook. Everyone cares about their own family first, but we are all, in fact, interconnected. So those who have the ability to spend can and should be worried about those who are struggling. And likewise, those who are struggling should want those other people to continue to fill the restaurants, continue to fill the airports, continue to buy things, because it does keep the economy better for everybody.
You're a busy guy, so I won't dragoon you if you didn't listen to the Supreme Court oral arguments. I listen to them live any chance I get because I'm a nerd and I love that stuff. I don't know where I think they're going to land on this. I'm leaning towards they are not going to allow Trump, the president, to continue imposing his sweeping tariffs. It's best guess, though. Gorsuch, maybe not. Kavanaugh. We'll see what it ends up. that could, I don't know if it rattles the markets or improves the markets or what, but that's a rare chance where the Supreme Court could maybe make some things move.
Well, I mean, it's clear from what happened today that there are Supreme Court justices who appear to be, I'm going to use the word, deeply skeptical about the legality of tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump against some of the world's nations. That being said, you have to recognize that, you know, some lower courts have said that Trump lacked the authority to go ahead and do what he did under the Emergency Economic Powers Act, but it's really going to be what these justices decide. And I think if you undo the tariffs, there is substantial damage, not to mention it's going to be incredibly complex as to how you unwind and literally may have to pay back billions upon billions of dollars. So what do I think? I just want America to do great, regardless of whether that's without tariffs or with tariffs. I hope the Supreme Court just does the right thing, which is interpret the constitutional powers. And if they follow that guideline, I think America is going to be just fine, regardless of their outcome.
Okay, we're still shut down. We're waiting for data. Don't seem to see much. I mean, there's headwinds on the markets of fearing perhaps a stock bubble, but the government shutdown, man, it's been kind of a nothing burger on Wall Street, unless I'm mistaken.
It's been a nothing burger so far on Wall Street because a lot of things were built in. John, you've got to say, after that 2018-2019 shutdown, given the divisiveness of what's causing this problem, you know, the healthcare side, this thing was going to go for a month.
Oh, easily.
We're now past a month. So now there is a line in the sand, and I speak to everybody out there about this line in the sand. You got to get this thing wrapped up and fixed one way or the other by Thanksgiving. You get to Thanksgiving, you're now sending everybody home, you're emptying out Washington, D.C., and that means if we have a two-month government shutdown, it's not that the economy can't take it, but the negative feedback loop, the negative news about the shutdown, it's going to weigh on the psyche of the consumer. And if it weighs on the psyche of the consumer, the U.S. economy is all about the consumer. That's the type of thing that tips the scales in a direction we do not want to see during this all-important consumerism season, the season of holiday shopping.
Well said. We got to go, Craig. Get retired, stay retired.com. I encourage people to go there, have conversations with Craig. He's just as smart off the air as he is on the air. Take care, my friend, okay?
John, great to be with you.
Get retired, stay retired.com.